I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been about 2 weeks since Russia's ban on American adoptions went into effect. Buckner International facilitated one of the last adoptions for a family in West Michigan. But with the ban in effect, will their work continue? Buckner's Jenny Pope says they do more than adoption services.
Our NGO there does tremendous work in the orphanages and with churches and in the communities. And we have really strong relationships with many of them. And so we are very committed that we are going to continue working in Russia.
Kids will continue to be loved and introduced to Christ. Next, Christians are reaching out to the victims of record flooding in Sri Lanka. More than 400,000 people were affected by the worst flooding. The monsoon rain started before the new year. Homes, crops, and livestock were completely destroyed by flooding and landslides. Gospel for Asia missionaries were already in place to provide water, food, and temporary shelter. GFA needs your support to not only provide this help, but also to provide hope in Christ. And evangelism tools used to mean small Bibles and pamphlets. Now it's smartphone apps and videos.
It's spiritual multiplication using technology, and it's very exciting.
The Jesus Film Project's Tom Canavino recently met a bus driver from Kenya who spoke Luo. Using the Jesus Film app, Canavino shared the gospel with the man in his heart language.
He watched the film, but the exciting part is that he sent the link to the film to friends and relatives here in the U.S. and then back at his home in Kenya.
The app gives access to over 64,000 outreach videos in different languages. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got a presence on Facebook. Just search for us on Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.